So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a braisa that states, Meis shechaser in li rekev. A meis that is not complete is not metame berekev, v'loi tfusa. If he was transferred, the surrounding earth is not taken along, v'loi shechunas kavaras. If he was buried with two other meisim, they are not considered a shechunas kavaras. The Gemara now continues with a similar situation regarding Namala and Ant. The halacha regarding Tumah Sheretz is as follows. A part of a sheretz is metame only when it is the size of kadosha, a lentil. However, a whole sheretz is metame, even b'choshu, a minute amount, because there is a halacha l'meishim misina that berihu, a complete creature is metame b'choshu. Rava asks, Namala shechasra mahu, what is the halacha of an ant that was not complete? For example, it was missing a foot, in which it will continue to live on, as the Rush explains. Do we say, Eina metame b'choshu, because shi'ur gemirin la, b'chaser? The halacha l'meishim misina states that a complete berih is like a full shear, but a nemala shechaser is not a shear. Or metame b'kalshu, because beriyah gemiri lavo ikah. The halacha l'meishim misina states that a beriyah does not require a shear, and the nemala shechaser is considered a beriyah since it will continue to live. The Gemara tries to resolve the question from a braisa. There are two contradicting psukim regarding sheretz. One pasuk states, Asher yipul mehem el teichai. The word mehem implies even part of a sheretz. And the other pasuk states, Kol anegia ben b'meisim yitma adarv. The word behem implies only a complete sheretz. The Braisa reconciles and explains the two pesukim. Ha'ketzat, ad she'egia b'mektsasin shukukulon v'shir chacham b'kadosha shechen ha'chayim etchilas b'riyasa b'kadosha. A part of a sheretz is metame when it has the shear of a complete sheretz, which the chacham measured to be the size of a lentil, because the chayim is the size of a lentil when it is born. The Gemara says, Shema mino shiur gemirila. This is proof that a beriyah is like a shear because only a complete chaymet with its legs is the size of a lentil. However, if we were to say beriyah gemirila, then the part of a sheretz would be metame at even less than a dasha because an incomplete chaymet without its legs is pachas mekadasha, and it's also metame because it's still a beriyah. The Gemara explains that regarding a chaymet when it's born, be'inun shiura, de'bedaloi havi kadasha le'metame d'le nafla ba neshama. The chaymet is metame only when it equals the size of a lentil, because it was never alive yet. Therefore, it is not considered a beriyah. However, regarding a nemala shechaser, we could say beriyahu dinafla ba neshama. It is metame, even mekalshu, because it was already alive before it was chaser. Therefore, it is considered a beriyah. The Gemara continues to explain the previous Mishnah, which mentioned several items which, if a nazir becomes tame from any one of them, he must be megalech. He must shave and bring karbonis tumah, ala shedra va'al gulgaylus. If he becomes tummy from the spine or from the skull of a mass, as Taisus explains, afa pishen alein basar, even when there was no flesh on the shedra v'gulgaylus. Val evir min ames, val evir min achai, sheyesh alav basar karo. And if he becomes tummy from the limb of a mass or from the limb of a living person, only when there is sufficient flesh on each ever to regenerate. Val chatzi kavat samas. And from a half a kav of bones, valchatzi loig dam, or from a half a loig of blood, valmagoin, valmasoin, valaholam. All these items are metame either by contact, or if he carried them, or was situated under one roof. However, val etzim kesahira al magoi valmasoy, a bone the size of a barley grain is metame only through maga or masa, but not through oil. The Gemara now seeks to clarify. Shedra v'gilgaylus tinan, does the nazir become tummy only from the shedra and the gilgaylus together, but not from each one separately? Or oy shedra oy gilgaylus, he does become tummy from each, either the shedra or the gilgaylus alone. The Gemara tries to resolve the question from several braises, one of which states, U'mahin shisha devarim shir b'kivim metame v'chacham metarin. There are six items for which Rabbi Akiva rules that they are metame, and the nazir must be megaleach, while the chacham ruled they are tar, and the nazir is not megaleach. Al eiver min ames shabo mishnei mesim, if the limb was combined from two mesim. Val eiver min achai shabo mishnei b'nei adam, if the limb was combined from two live people. Val chatzi kav atzamesh shabo mishnei mesim, if the half a kav of bones was combined from two mesim. Val revias dam habo mishnayim, if a revias of blood was combined from two mesim. If a bone the size of a kernel of barley was split into two, the spine and the skull. The Gemara now says that this is proof that he is only tummy through both, the Shedra Begul Gailas together, because if Isa Gedeidach Oy Shedra Oygul Gailas, Hamishiva Havin. If he becomes tummy through either one, there are actually seven items. The Gemara answers that even if we assume that Oy Shedra Oygul Gailas, the Brisa states Shisha Dvarim, six items, because some of the items listed are possibly not counted in the six items. Either Etzim Kesar is excluded, because Kalhecha de Pliga Le Rabim Lafuka de Yachar Hu de Pliga Lao. The Brisa only includes items in which Rabbi Kiva is opposed by a majority. However, regarding Etzim Kesar, Rabbi Kiva is opposed only by Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Or because Kiketane Kalhecha de Nazim Migalech Ala Ailoi Lafuka Etzim Kesar de Loi. The Brisa only includes items for which the Nazir becomes Tame even through oil, and Etzim Kesar is not Metame by oil. Or Eva Menachai is excluded, because Kiketani Eva Menachai Mes, Eva Menachai Loketani. The Brisa only included items that come from a mess. Revi's Dam is excluded, because Kiketani Kalecha Dohadur Bey, Lafuk Revi's Dam Dohadur Bey. The Brisa only includes items to which Rabbi Kiva eventually yielded to the Chachamim, but for Revi's Dam, the Machleki still stands. The Gemara then cites another Brisa to resolve the question. Bishami Oimrim, Reva Atzamis Menatzamis. Oy Mishnaim or Mishloisha. The Rishami say the shear of Reva Tzamas, that is Metame, is even a combination of only two or three bones, as long as it's more than one. Vesil Aimrim, Reva Menagvia. The Vesil say that the Reva Tzamas are only Metame from the vital Tzamas that are either Merev Habinyan, the major part of supportive bones, or Merev Aminyan, from the majority of the total number of bones. Bishua says, I could explain the Bishamai and Bishil in a way where there is no machlekes. The Bishamai that say Mishnaim or Mishleish refer to either Mishnei Shekayim v'Yerach Echad, or Mishnei Yerachayim v'Shoik Echad, two shin bones and one thigh, or vice versa. And they are Mitame because they are Rav Binyan, even though they are not Rav Minyan. And the Bishil add, I'm Rav Minyan. The majority of Atzamas are also Mitame, Hel v'Yeshna b'Mefraki Yadayim v'Ragalayim. The bones of the hands and feet, because they are Rav Minyan, even though they are not Rav Binyan. The Brisa continues, Shamay Oimer, Afila Etzim Min HaShedra Oim Min HaGulgailas. Shamay says even one bone from the Shedra or Gulgailas is Metame. Apparently, Shamay holds Oy Shedra Oy Gulgailas. However, the question still stands according to the Rabbanah who disagree with Shamay. Do we say that they disagree entirely? Shedra V'Gulgailas Nan? Only both together are Metame? Or they only disagree be'etzem echad asim min ha-shedra or min ha-gagailas, that one bone of the shedra or gagailas is not metame. However, they do agree that hecha de'ise be'ena afilo chadu min hoin, a complete shedra or gagailas alone is metame.